It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1740, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month, or tune in next week where I'll go into more details about all of that. But I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's hear today's audio question as we optimize your life.
I've been reading about the virtues of exercising with kettlebells. Can you comment on whether they're really as good as they're made out to be for fitness and weight loss? Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your audio question, Richard. I agree with you. Exercising with kettlebells does seem to be all the rage. Their popularity may have peaked a couple of years ago, but they are still very commonly used. So your question is perfect. Is it worth incorporating them into our workouts? If we have a home gym, should we buy a few for ourselves? Let's dive in. First, to be clear, I want to start by describing what a kettlebell actually is, since it does have a unique shape. When we think about a dumbbell, for example, we know that it has two weights, or bells, joined by a handle in the middle. So the weight distribution is basically the same on both sides. A kettlebell, on the other hand, has a different shape altogether. A kettlebell actually resembles one of those old-timey black iron kettles that were used for cooking. So imagine a black iron kettle used to, say, heat water on a stove. It has a flat bottom, which is placed on the stove, a round kettle where the water would go, and a handle at the top. A kettlebell is structured the same way. It's a round weight with a flat bottom and a handle at the top. In fact, many kettlebells are still made of cast iron. But like dumbbells, today's modern kettlebells come in different weights and materials. Most still have a cast iron core, but may be coated in other materials like rubber. The handle at the top can vary in thickness too, and they also come, like I said, in different weights. Now, back to your question, Richard. Are they actually useful? One of the reasons why kettlebells are sometimes considered better than the traditional dumbbell or even the barbell for some movements is because of its unique shape. This unique shape changes the center of mass. Basically, its odd shape forces the body to adjust to its odd balance. You can use a kettlebell to perform many of the same moves you would perform with a barbell or dumbbell, like presses, cleans, thrusters, snatches, and of course, swings. Again, this all sounds well and good, but do they actually help improve our fitness? I looked at some published studies, and many of them have found that training with kettlebells can improve muscular strength, power, endurance, and aerobic capacity. One team of researchers emphasized that it is important to remember that how you use the kettlebell as part of your training will lead to different results. So it's not a magical piece of equipment in and of itself. So by using it, you won't necessarily improve muscular strength, power, endurance, and improve your heart and lung health all at once necessarily. Instead, the types of exercises you perform while using the kettlebell matters. For example, if you want to train for power, then you may want to focus on performing thrusters and swings at high speeds with the kettlebell. If you want to build muscular strength using kettlebell training, you'll want to use heavier kettlebells and slow down the speed with which you lift the weight. You would also want to incorporate other more traditional strength exercises using barbells, dumbbells, and even machines, and again, incorporate exercises like deadlifts and squats. If you want to use kettlebells to help improve your heart and lung health, fancy term for this is aerobic performance or cardiovascular endurance, then you'll want to design a program that has you performing exercises for at least 10 minutes in duration and at a moderate to vigorous intensity. Now, there is one surprising exception to all of this. One team of researchers found that training with kettlebells led to significantly increased core strength. Now, the researchers weren't specifically using kettlebell training to improve their study participants' core strength. Instead, it was just an added bonus or an added side effect, which surprised everyone. Now, if you're convinced and are excited to incorporate kettlebells into your training program, there are some fundamental concepts to remember. 1. Be sure you know how to perform the moves perfectly, not just properly, perfectly. Having a certified trainer with years of experience will help with this. And in fact, regular contributor to this show, Eric Lea, has written some really great articles on this very topic. He's actually a certified kettlebell instructor. And in fact, in episode 1062, I read an article Eric wrote all about how to perform a perfect kettlebell swing. That's a great introduction, but it's even better to have an experienced professional evaluate your movements to make sure they're performed perfectly. 2. Start with light weights and start slowly. Remember, the kettlebell has an odd shape, and most of us find it awkward to hold it the first few times we use it. And 3, don't let the kettlebell be the only piece of equipment you use. Remember, it's not a magical piece of equipment. Instead, use it to perform a variety of exercises. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for taking the time to send in your audio question, Richard. Now, if you want to send me a question and have it answered right here on the show, you can email it to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on an episode, just like Richard, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61, I love OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this episode with someone. And I hope you have a great start to your holiday weekend if you're in the U.S. And I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.